on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Morning, Chicago, broadcasting live from the 2017 Ace Hardware Convention at McCormick Place. Your favorite radio station is just about ready to turn that mic over to our favorite handyman. Time now for Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There you go. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We're live at the Ace Hardware Convention at McCormick Place, which doesn't open for another hour, so we're going to pretend that there are people here clapping. There's some guys zipping around on an electric bike right now, which I was on yesterday. That thing goes 20 miles an hour with me on it.
I'm going on that thing.
I know. Really. It's really pretty cool. And it folds up, and here he goes, zipping by. There you go.
Wait, where do you get those things?
I don't know. Follow that guy.
You can buy them?
It's brand new. The company made...
It's a new Tulu, too.
Right. But I think it's $800, right? Right, Mark? Mark, riding the bike. What do we call the bike, Mark?
Jupiter bike.
It's the Jupiter bike. It looks like two, if you can imagine, two large circles of metal put together almost like the Olympic rings, if you're looking at the Olympic rings. And the wheels fold up into those rings, and then it folds up again, and then there's a handle, and the seat folds up, and it's an electric bike that goes like 20 miles an hour. I was on that thing yesterday when I did the Facebook Live. And I know you saw me. I was like, it's your bike.
Do you need to have a ponytail on to ride it, though?
Do I need a ponytail to ride? No, I rode it yesterday. I don't have a ponytail. Right. She has a ponytail. Go ahead. There goes Lindsay. Here. Are we going to have Lindsay go on the bike? She's not very coordinated, by the way. So be careful. All right? All right, here we go. She's going to go on there. You probably should have a helmet. All right. Hey, push. No, go. Push the gas. Go. Yeah, you got to press it. Oh, there she goes. This is great radio. Lindsay's on the bike going, and turning. And, yeah, she's not that coordinated. But, anyway, we are live here at the ACE convention. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. The convention is open only, unfortunately, not to any of you. You can't come here, and I think you would find it really to be quite interesting. All the latest and greatest products that are out there coming to your local Ace are here. This show is actually the spring show where all these retailers all across the country are coming here to buy stuff for next spring, which is pretty interesting. By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by Rogers Roofing. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Roger, are you still in the newsroom? Are you with us all morning this morning?
No, I'm here available for you for about the next 20 minutes or so. And,
all right.
Then Domati will be here with you.
Got it. All right.
Yeah,
good.
We're good.
Thank you. Thank you for hanging in there this morning. And we've got Sam here doing sports live here at the event as well.
I start at 7:30 today, though.
Oh, that's good.
Not 7.
You got a late start?
That's
nice. You were here.
It's not
an easy place to get into. There's pretty good security here, but it's really fun. Our broadcast here, do I have any, like, because I know our broadcast is sponsored by a bunch of people. Do I have any pieces of paper that I'm supposed to tell people about that, oh, my gosh, this broadcast is brought to you by? Because I know some fine people. Yeah, you're very busy riding the bike. Our live broadcast from the Ace Hardware Fall Convention at McCormick Place is presented by Sabre Premium Gas Grills with superior cooking performance and sponsored by Pennefin. You can visit them at Pennefin.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines right now and talk with Shirley, who's in Downers Grove. Shirley, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Gene. Lou, I'm sorry. But you've been very helpful to me in the past. I have
talked
to you several times, and I've been very pleased with the outcome of everything. But I'm trying to solve this one problem by myself, and I'm not getting anywhere.
Okay.
So it's a garage floor finisher. It's the epoxy company. They have, on my receipt, I've got a Michigan address and phone number, and I've got an Elk Grove Village phone number. And when I call, I get the same recording that they're busy with other customers. And I've been calling for several months, almost once or twice a day.
Okay, wait. Is this a company that did work for you?
Yes, uh-huh.
And what's the name of the company?
Epoxy Professionals.
Okay.
And I want them to come to patch up some work that has started to deteriorate. I love my floor. It looks great. I get compliments, but there are spots that have to be taken care of. And I don't want the warranty or guarantee to expire before they do it.
Right. And let me ask you this. When did you have this work done?
I had it done about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. I'm looking at the receipt right now, and the way it's printed out for the date, it's not easy to read. But I know it's not been, you know, I'm still under warranty.
Okay, now, I'm just, when I go to their website, and Lindsay's here with me, we just went to their website, I only see a Michigan, I see Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., but their 800 number, do you have this 800 number? It's
888.
Yeah. 775-0005.
And if you call that number, you get a recording that they're busy with other customers.
Okay.
And I'd like to get some kind of results. I don't want to go to another company for a patch-up work, and it's not that much, but it's enough that if I let it go, I'm afraid it'll get bigger.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping that you can help me find the way I can get to them or get some kind of results.
Well, in my quick little search right now, as Lindsay's looking, I get the sense that the company's out of business.
No kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just doing this right now. And there's a bunch of stuff online that is showing that there's a bunch of problems with this company. Now, I don't know this company. I'm not going to disparage them. I'm just looking to see what's there. Why don't you do this? It sounds like you need a little help finding this. I'm going to put you two things that you're going to do. First of all, I want to send you out a gift pack, a full line of Wet and Forget products, including Wet and Forget Indoor and Mrs. Muffet's Revenge Spider Spray to take the hard work out of cleaning with the easy line of using indoor-outdoor cleaning products. The products work. Wet and Forget products are available at your local Ace or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'm going to have Cash, who's helping us out back at the studio, get your phone number. We're going to do a little research and see if I can't help you. But in the meantime, I would also contact the Attorney General's office to just find out if there's any kind of things on this company that you need to know about. Because I'm just looking quick online, and I'm seeing a bunch of stuff online that kind of gives me a sense there might be something going on there. Why they're not calling you back, I have no idea. But that you keep getting that same number and you call all the time is sort of a red flag for me. So, Shirley, keep hanging on. We'll get your information, and we'll work on that. We'll call you back this week and find out what's going on.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show here on Chicago's very own 720 WCF.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We're live at the Ace Hardware Convention here in McCormick Place. Good morning, everybody. You got a bunch of exhibitors coming in. The show floor opens at 8 o'clock this morning. But again, this is a industry-only show here. And so people are working their way in and coming in for a day of checking out all the new stuff. You're going to like this show. Marlene showed up. She's like, can I buy any of this stuff? Because there's all kinds of cool stuff inside this place.
Can I buy the bike?
Sure. I think it's $800.
$800?
Yeah. I think it's
$800. $800?
They'll sell it for $5.
Oh,
they'll sell
good.
It for $5.
Yeah. You just got to talk them down. You just talk them down.
Right, exactly.
Eventually.
It's like buying a car. Right, exactly. So anyway, it's cool. It's very fun.
I looked good on that bike, too. I just watched the video.
Yeah, you're...
I'm a little weeble.
She couldn't, find the brakes. So yeah. She just crashed into the wall and then got off of it.
Right. Well, yeah, I did a Facebook Live from here, and that bike was like the ending thing. And I had never... It's the first time I had ever seen the bike. And So it's we unfolded it. We put it on the table, and I asked the people on Facebook, what do you think this is? Well, when it's folded up, it almost looks like a butter churn or something. You're not quite sure what it is. And so then at the end of the Facebook Live thing, we started to put it all together, and I literally was putting it all together for the first time. I had never done it, but it's pretty easy. I click, click, click. I'm like, oh, it's like a bike thing. And then the one thing the guy said is the gas is on the right and the brake is on the left. So I get on it. I'm not a small person. I hit that button. Sam, it thing took off. and I'm live on Facebook. And as I'm taking off, it is a little wobbly at first. And I go, watch me wipe out and then become like a GIF online.
And then it's bad for the product, too.
Right, exactly.
You can't
control
it.
Right. Wow, did you see that guy fall over on the whole thing?
Which, I didn't catch. Did you tell you what it runs on? What is it?
It's a battery.
Oh, it's a battery.
It's all battery. And it's woven. The battery is woven into the framework of it. So you don't even see the battery. And it's brand new. Evidently, they've only made like 250 of them. So hopefully they don't get those batteries from Samsung. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Live at the Ace Hardware Convention at McCormick Place. All right, let's go to the phone lines now and talk to Tony, who's in the northwest suburbs. Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I just have a question about I was going to have some roofing done, and I got a shed dormer. And I mean, has this modified roofing put on? And is there different grades of that stuff, or is it all basically about, you know, the same thing?
I mean, there's kind of a, when it comes to the rubber roofing, you know, there's kind of a garden variety thickness that's out there. There's thicker material that they'll try and upcharge you on. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't really spend that money on that. It's when it comes to modified roofing. It's the applicator and the contractor you have doing it that makes the most sense. What's the pitch on that shed roof? Is it pretty shallow?
It's less than 312 for sure. Yeah.
Right. So you're definitely going to use a modified. But the fact that you have any pitch at all, you know, you put a standard modified bitumen roof up there. I mean, the biggest thing you want, kind of feature you could have is if you see it, since it has a little pitch, do you want anything with a grain on it?
No, you can't. I'd have to go on my next block to see the roof.
Then just put a regular modified roof up there. Get a really good quality roofer. You know, two roofers you hear about a lot on GN are our friends at Rogers Roofing and Lindholm Roofing. Both of them have a lot of experience in both of those. So if you have not gotten bids from them, I would highly suggest it. But make sure whatever roofing contractor you're dealing with is somebody that has a lot of experience, and you can talk with them and get some some references, and more importantly, the people that they've worked with 5 years ago. Those are the guys you want to talk with if they give you the references. Appreciate the phone call, Tony. I'm going to talk to Jim, who's in Chicago. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a roofing question also.
Okay.
Our house has a flat roof, and one contractor wants to put a new roof on, like you were describing, and another contractor walked the whole roof and said there's nothing wrong with it. He just wants to, like, fill in the cracks and put a new aluminum coating on. So we really don't know what to do. The roof is 20 years old. Do we get a new roof? Or do we just go with the contractor who wants to fill in the cracks and put a new coating on?
What's the plan with the house?
Live
for you.
So we die.
And is that hopefully another 20 years from now?
Hopefully.
Okay. I mean, if you've got a 20-year-old flat roof, you're going to be replacing that roof in the next 5 years.
Okay.
Okay? So the question becomes, do you want to do it now? You know, if you fill in the cracks and you know, put the coating on there, what kind of estimate did you get for that?
$1,200, and that would be like for 3 years, like a 3-year maintenance plan. They would come back in 3 years and try it again.
Okay. So the question is, if you want to buy yourself some time, and did you get it? And then let me ask you this: what's the estimate you got for replacing the roof?
Like $8,000.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to get a new roof in the next 5 years.
Okay.
So do you want to spend $8,000 now, or do you want to spend the $1,200 now knowing that in 5 years you're going to spend $9,000 because prices are only going to go up. I mean, I'm just putting raw numbers in there.
Right.
So at 20 years, I would say I wouldn't put a lot of money into it. If you want to buy yourself some time to save up for it and say, you know what, I'm going to put $1,200 in this thing, and 2 years from now I'm going to replace this roof. You know I got to do this.
Yes.
And it helps you to save, then great. If you can afford to do it now, a 20-year roof I probably would replace.
Okay. Yep.
But I'd get some other estimates too, Jim. You know, I wouldn't just, you know, at this point, since you're not in a hurry, you know, meaning that, I've got water, buckets of water coming down there, it would make sense for you to get some other estimates just to keep everybody honest when it comes to the work and knowing that you're getting your money's worth on that.
Now back to Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own WGN.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, this live broadcast from the Ace Hardware Fall Convention at McCormick Place, is provided by Saber Premium Gas Grills with superior cooking performance and sponsored by Pennefin. Visit them at Pennefin.com.
That exhibitor looked like Lyle Dean. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it looks like Lyle Dean right there, doesn't he?
Let's see right here, Don.
The skip's like Lyle
Don
Dean.
Is very excited. Don's going to be our Noodaloo 2. We're going to do a... not Don himself.
He is our Noodaloo
Don,
2.
I've met a guy named Don, and he's new to me. But Don has a company called Superzilla. He's super excited. The one thing, Don, we got to tell you, and we're going to talk about, this is radio, Don. So when you're showing people, we have to talk to them about it because nobody can see.
Although if you want to see.
You can watch on Facebook. You can go to Facebook.com, put in Lou Manfredini, and you can watch it. But as we're doing it, I'm going to describe it as well so that we can paint the picture. This, quite possibly, Don and I have never met. I've only seen Don on the videos. Right? Don's on the internet more than me.
Wow.
He's got more Superzilla videos than you can imagine.
I've seen a few
you
of them.
I don't know if you know anything about Superzilla, but you can brush your teeth with it. Takes care of eczema. You can wash your car. They use it to clean the faces on Mount Rushmore. I mean, it is an amazing thing that they can do with this stuff. Right. All of the NHL, they use it to clean the ice. No, they don't really do that. But it really is like some magic elixir. I'm not quite sure what to do with it. But we're going to learn more about our Noodaloo 2 coming up in just a little bit. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're live at the Ace Hardware Convention. Things are just getting rolling here. A lot of people walking in after, a long day. These conventions are long, hard days for people as these retailers are walking into the place. Let's talk to Joanne, who's in Hoffman Estates. Joanne, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Talk to you. I have a 60-year-old ranch home, which has 20-some windows, which I replaced with all Anderson windows.
Okay.
Because I needed some parts for it. You know, some are not working. And they don't have any parts, and they don't have any suggestions on how I can get my windows fixed.
So the windows are 20 years old?
No, the windows are more than 20.
I'm sorry. You have 20 windows. How old are these windows?
Some are 40. Some are 50. What? 7 or 50? No.
Your name is Joanne.
That's me.
Yeah, your name is Joanne. I'm just trying to slow you down a little bit. All right, here's my question to you.
Okay.
We don't want to replace the windows.
No, they're still. No, I'm 88 years old. I have this house for 60 years.
Got it. So you're not okay.
And they're not leaking, but they just hard to get up and down or.
Understood.
Break out. I just want somebody to repair them.
All right. There is a company out of Stone Park, Illinois, called Blaine Window Supply.
Are you sure they're still in business?
Yep.
I thought they were. Is that on North Avenue?
It is.
I don't know. I went past there. They didn't look like they're in business anymore. I used to go there for parts.
They're on Mannheim Road in Stone Park.
Oh, they're on Mannheim. Mm-hmm. Okay,
They're open today at 8:00.
Okay.
So if you go there, okay, if they don't have the parts for your window, you're not going to find the parts for your windows.
Ah.
So I mean, the fact the fact that your windows are as old as they are, I mean, you know, the technology changes. Now, they're very good there. You know, what I would suggest you do is if you're going to go there or go have someone take you there, whatever it is, take a few pictures of your windows. If you have the actual pieces or parts that you need and you can bring those with you, that would be great. And then really have like detailed notes about what you're looking for. These windows don't stay up. This window doesn't, you know, go down, or I can't lock or whatever. If they've got that kind of information, while they are obviously not going to be able to find you original parts, they're going to be able to find you something that is pretty close to working. I think that they should be able to help you out. And they've been around a long time, and they're really good people. So give it a shot, and hopefully it works out for you. Thank you so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Kathy in Glenwood. Kathy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you?
Have you heard of a Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, air conditioner?
I have.
Is it made by Carrier?
It is.
Is it good?
I own a rental property in Chicago, and there's four apartments in that building, and two of the units have been replaced with Payne product in there, it works great.
Oh, thank you, because I had one installed yesterday, and I thought, I hope I did the right thing by not getting a Carrier.
Well, you know, no, I mean,
I'm an old lady, and I feel like, you know, people take advantage of old ladies.
No. Well, I mean, that could be the case, and those people, if I saw them, I'd slap them. But Payne makes a good unit. It's made by Carrier, Carrier Bryant. It's a lot of the same parts inside there. You know, it's funny how all that system works. You know, Carrier, which is the kind of the big parent company, they also own a company called Bryant. And Bryant, those two pieces of equipment are the exact same pieces of equipment with different stickers on it. But because of how they market it and the way they spend their money, the Bryant tends to be a little less expensive than the Carrier. And some of the features are different, too. But they literally come off the same plant. One day they say we're making Carrier. The other day they say they're making Bryant. And the Payne units are the same as well, coming off the same plant, a lot of shared parts, very good products. You're not going to have any problem with it, Kathy. The key element there, Kathy, is that you want to make sure that you get it maintained and taken care of, you know, on a yearly basis. Now you just got the thing installed. A year from now, have them come and do a clean and check, make sure it's working. That kind of investment will make sure that it's working properly, efficiently, and safely, so you don't have any problems down the line. Appreciate the phone call. 7:43 in the morning. You're listening to Lou Manfredini. What would you like me to do? Really? Wow, I like that. Great, we can take another call. I like that. Hold on. What are we doing here? Let's go over here and talk with, hold on 1 second. We got to do this. And then we're going to go up here with the little button. This is great radio right here. This is Helen and Joliet. Helen, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Lou. Thanks. A couple weeks ago, someone called in. They had the roof leaking around the chimney. And you said you could put this stuff on even if it was raining. But I was driving, so I couldn't write down the name.
Good job not writing and driving. I don't want you writing and driving, texting and driving, or FaceTiming and driving. Do you ever do that?
No.
Good. I don't do that. Lindsay's pointing at me.
Don't lie.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to tell the truth. Anyway, it's called fibrated roof tar.
Okay.
Fibrated roof.
Could you spell it?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. Hold on. Fibrated.
Well,
F-I-B-R-A-T-E-D.
Can
fibrated. You can. It comes in a gallon. It's super sticky. It's very thick. And in an area where you have some leaking, you're going to get, you're going to definitely want to wear a pair of gloves. You're going to want a putty knife. And in the areas where, yeah, you're going to kind of cover it up and fill it in. And it is so sticky, it's a petroleum-based product, that you could put it on in the rain if you had a leak and it will seal it up.
Okay.
Better if you don't. Better if you don't put it on in the rain. But you know, if you were in a bind, you definitely could.
No, we won't. We'll do it today.
All right. All right, Helen. I appreciate you calling this morning.
This is John Williams. Every Saturday morning, I listen to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. And I say to my wife, Brenda, Brenda, we got to do the stuff Lou's talking about. And then every Sunday morning, I say to Brenda, what did we do yesterday?
Hey, I hear that, John Williams. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Today I don't
feel like broadcasting live from the Ace Harbor Fall Convention presented by Sabre. Visit sabregrills.com and sponsored by Wet and Forget, easy cleaning solutions for everyday problems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. All right, so in our little Ace Hardware store, we sell this product called Superzilla. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. When I first saw this on the shelves of our store, because our store manager brought it in, I'm like, why do I need another lightweight oil to sell? Now, when you think lightweight oil, most people think WD-40. They've been around forever. It's kind of like the name, and there's other manufacturers as well. And I said, we don't need another lightweight oil. And then I started talking and looking at all the different things that this thing did, and I'm telling you what, I think that this could be one of the most amazing, most versatile products ever, and it's our Noodaloo 2. Take a listen.
How many cleaning bottles do you have under your sink or in your utility room? We have a gajillion. Half of them I use, the other half I don't use, but don't want to throw away just in case we need them one day, even though I'm hoping I don't ever need 5 bottles of stain remover or 8 bottles of floor cleaner or 3 bottles of stainless steel cleaner, but whatever. I feel like this week's Noodaloo 2 is a one-stop shop. It's a super cleaning formula that's all in one little bottle. It's called Superzilla. Superzilla is a cleaner, lubricant, and penetrating oil all in one. It can and will remove grease, oil, rust, carbon, permanent marker, ink, nail polish, scuff marks, labels. It lubricates doors, hinges, chains, and valves, frees rusty nuts and bolts. It quiets squeaks, cleans stainless steel and other metals, makes a great cutting tool oil. If I rattled off all the things this stuff claims it can clean or lubricate, we would literally be here all morning. Not only do they have all of this listed on their website, they also have video tutorials and directions for each task. Superzilla is a non-hazardous, non-corrosive, and non-flammable formula made from plants. So it's super green. Plus, it has a low odor for indoor use, can be cleaned up with soap and water, and is 100% made in the USA. If you've tuned into the show the past few months, I'm sure you've heard Lou mention Superzilla before. I feel like it's one of his favorite new products. Their website is superzilla.us. I'm sure he's going to talk more about it now, but in the meantime, I am going to put all of this information up on Lou's Facebook page, so clickety-clack your fingers right over there if you don't like him already, and like him so you can see exactly what we're talking about. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
So I have Don here. Don, what would we call you? Are you the owner, inventor? What are you?
I'm the owner.
You're the owner. And how long has this product been out?
4 years.
4 years.
Our previous product, Gunzilla, which preceded this, has been out about 11 years.
Okay. Now, that product I'm very familiar with because I'm a outdoorsman.
Okay.
And I know people that use this Gunzilla product, and this is not that product, but for those people that may be outdoors people, they may be familiar with that. What is Gunzilla?
It's a CLP for weapons. In combat, it's reduced total weapon malfunctions by 75% or more. And we sell it to all the federal agencies. We even sell it to Secret Service to protect the president.
Wow. So then Superzilla, that kind of, I would imagine, came, was it born from the Gunzilla product?
Yes, but it's got some components in it that Gunzilla doesn't have, and Gunzilla has some components that Superzilla doesn't have. So Superzilla is for everything but guns. Gunzilla is specifically for guns.
Okay, so it's a lubricant. So it is a lubricant as if it was one of these lightweight oils that people are used to, like a WD-40. But one of the knocks on WD-40 is it attracts dirt, right?
And Superzilla, because it's made from plants, has a zero charge, so it's non-ionic. So it doesn't attract sand, dust, or dirt. In addition, it's slipperier than oil. And so and so it lasts a lot longer because its evaporation rate is less than 1% a month.
One of the things that I noticed, and I'm trying to think of the term that you use, but when you put this on a rusty bolt, if I've got a 3-inch long bolt that's a piece of rusty bolt and I got a nut on it halfway that's rusted, if I squirt this on the top of the threads, it almost like has a capillary effect where it kind of works its way down, and after about a few minutes, you can actually see the oil come down through to loosen and take that rust away. There's nothing else that does that.
No, it not only does that, it will go uphill against gravity. For example, when the show started, I put this little bit of like an eighth of an inch of Superzil in the bottom of this jar, and that's a 4-inch bolt.
All right.
And it walked all the way to the top of this bolt in one day at the show, and now it's starting to go over the head of the bolt.
Look at that.
And that's called natural capillary action. So you think about a plant. It grows up, it grows out, it grows down. Superzil goes in all directions because it's a plant.
Right. And if we leave it there long enough, will tomatoes come out of that?
I don't know. You have to put a seeds in it first.
All right. Well, maybe we can put some seeds. Okay. So not only is it a lubricant, but it's a cleaner. And one of the things that really impressed me was things like people spill nail polish on their carpeting.
Yep.
It'll take nail polish out and not damage the carpeting.
Correct. Yep.
What are you holding in your hand right there?
Okay, this is a dry erase board, and it's got a permanent marker on it. And so quite often people want to change them or accidentally write on a dry erase board with permanent marker, and then they thought it was the dry erase marker. So all we're going to do is just take and squirt some Superzilla.
He's squirting the Superzilla on the dry erase board with the marker. By the way, I was just kissed on the cheek by the CEO of Ace Hardware Store. Did you get that on Facebook Live? Yeah. Right.
I like his pants.
Yeah, his pants are very nice.
So we just.
So he's wiping the permanent marker off of there. Now, give me an... Okay, now that's a whiteboard, Don, and so that's like some magic right there. But what about permanent marker on other stuff?
It will take it off. I've had people take it off their furniture. It's been on there 5 years.
Superzilla works very well on graffiti as well, right?
Yeah, it'll remove graffiti. If somebody graffitis the side of your car with, like, Krylon enamel, Superzilla will take it off, but it won't hurt your car finish because that's been baked under powder coated.
I saw a video of you where you somebody put graffiti on the side of your truck, which I believe was a Chevy Silverado.
It was GMC. Yep.
GMC.
Yep.
And you sprayed you got a video showing taking the spray paint graffiti right off the side of the truck. And it won't damage the paint.
Right.
I mean, as long as it's not a brand new car, right?
Right.
I mean,
you got to be on 90 days. But once the paint is cured, anything that's been baked down or powder coated, Superzilla won't hurt it.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you this. You obviously are a very energetic gentleman about this product. Before you were doing this, what were you doing?
I used to manufacture airplanes.
Okay.
And
now you've kind of found your calling in this bad boy, haven't you?
Yeah, in the airplane, I was actually better known Lansing for building airplanes, but this Godzilla really put us on the map because it saved so many lives in combat.
All right, can we do one more demo to show on Facebook Live here?
Okay,
where
sure.
Go to Facebook.com, go to Lou Manfredini, and you'll see Facebook Live that Lindsay's doing right now. And Don is here. He's the inventor and owner of Superzilla, which is our Noodaloo 2. Comes in a spray bottle. Kind of looks like a spray paint can, a little bit bigger. It's got a little port on it that you can spray. The Green Wonder product lubricates, penetrates, cleans, protects. USDA certified green. Now, what are you doing right there, Don?
Okay, I'm actually painting with an oil-based paint. And what I'm going to show you is how you can clean a brush without using a solvent. Right now, 90% of the population, after they clean an oil paintbrush, they throw the solvent on the ground. For every drop that hits the ground, it will contaminate between 50 and 1,000 gallons of groundwater. This is a better solution. So we're going to paint with an oil-based paint, and now I'm going to clean it with Superzilla.
Okay.
So all I do is just take and put a little Superzilla on each side of the brush.
He's spraying on, he painted with a brush on a box with an oil-based paint. And then he took the Superzilla and he's spraying it on the brush. And the oil is just coming right off of the brush.
It just falls off. It breaks the bonds of the paint so it won't stick to each other and it won't stick to the brush. Then once I get the Superzilla rubbed in, I need to remove it. So I take some dishwashing soap.
Just some regular Dawn or Palmolive, whatever it is.
Yep. And I put a drop on each side.
Right.
And I rub that in. And that removes the Superzilla. And when I get done here, this brush will be cleaner if you clean it with a solvent. Plus, it'll be quicker, and you got nothing hazardous to throw away because the oil in the paint is linseed oil.
Right.
And the Superzilla is non-hazardous. It will biodegrade in 30 to 45 days in the soils.
Right.
So you're not damaging the groundwater,
and you still can paint with oil-based paint.
Amazing. Amazing. For those of you that aren't watching on Facebook Live, Don kind of looks like Tom Selleck. So, I mean, you're going to want to take a look at him as well. All right, that's our demo for today. Don, thank you for coming by and talking about SuperZilla. Good luck with the product. Where is it available?
It's available in most Ace Hardware stores. Any Ace Hardware store in the country can order it,
right,
because it's in all the distribution centers.
Great. Perfect. Okay. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep.
You got it.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
He might be Mr. Fix-It to you, but to Ace Hardware, he's their home expert. Broadcasting live from the 2017 Ace Hardware Convention at McCormick Place, back to Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's when you people clap. Wondered when they were recording. Hey, welcome back. 8:10 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by Permasteel Basement Systems, and by Fox Home Center. This live broadcast is at the Ace Hardware Fall Convention, presented by Sabre. Visit SabreGrills.com and sponsored by Wet and Forget, easy cleaning solutions for everyday problems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Sam, and Domati, hopefully you're still at the newsroom desk over there. But you know, tomorrow is a very big day. Dot dot dot. It's Lindsay's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Actually, no.
Lindsay's,
you know what?
Lindsay's birthday tomorrow.
You know what? I actually have it. It's in my calendar. Look,
oh,
at that,
look
right
at that
there.
Right there.
It is.
Yeah,
it's in
Lindsay's
there.
Birthday.
I had to look.
Lindsay, for your birthday, I'd like to give you some Earth Salt caramels.
Thank you. Those are delicious.
All right, thank you. And I'd like to also...
I actually got you a bag, too, Lindsay.
Yeah, right.
Hello,
right. And I'd like to give you a Fanta... Oh, no, it's already drunk. Sorry. And I'd like to give you some free coffee that's over there that the Ace is providing. And there's a beautiful bundt cake.
So
oh, no, that's Marlene's bundt cake. Never mind.
Thank you, Marlene. You're the only one who really thought of me.
I think over at the welcome desk at Ace there's some hard candy, you know, which I think hard candy, there's nothing that says I love you like a piece of hard candy.
That's what they say.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You were 11 when we started working together, right?
You know, that's a joke that you make with old people, and I'm feeling like I'm, now that you're making this with me, I feel
Tell the audience how much you love Britney Spears, because nobody, ma'am, you look like, are you a Britney Spears fan?
What?
No, you're not, no.
That was a quick no.
Yeah, she, boy, didn't even hesitate.
Anybody here?
No.
Britney was playing, I was in Vegas, she is headlining at
Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood.
I'm aware.
Guess where she's going on Wednesday.
Wednesday night. Happy birthday, Lens.
Woo! Not only is she going to see Britney Spears,
oops,
with you're going with your friend Michelle,
mm-hmm,
front row.
We do. Wait, that was a... Well, I hope she's not listening.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Sorry. She's not listening.
Surprise.
She's asleep.
She's asleep. Actually, she's out of town anyway, but
oh,
yes.
Good. Right.
Front row.
That's wow.
Right.
Well, don't rush the stage. I heard that happen.
Well, have fun.
Yeah.
One can never...
Happy birthday. We hope you have a lovely birthday.
Thank you very much.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up a little bit later on, we're actually going to talk to the representatives from Sabre Grills who are helping to sponsor this broadcast here from the Ace Hardware Convention. They make a line of gas stainless steel grills, super high quality, a very different cooking experience because it's an infrared-based system. So stay tuned for that. We'll come and talk about that after 8:30 this morning. Right now, let's go to Aurora, where Mary is standing by. Mary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I called you a couple of months ago about a problem I was having with sewer flies, and you gave me some good advice on how to clean the drain and cap it and whatever.
Okay.
And I still have them.
Uh-oh.
So at this point, all I want to know is, who can I call to get rid of these guys?
So where? Remind me, Mary, where the problem is.
Sure. I don't have a basement, so I had a washer and dryer in a closet across the hall from the mechanicals room, and I moved the washer and dryer to the garage and turned the washer and dryer closet into a pantry.
Okay. And there's a sewer in there.
There's the drain for the washing machine, I guess.
That's no longer in that room.
It's in that, yes, correct.
Right, but the washer and dryer is no longer in that room. There's a drain in the floor, and you're getting evidence of sewer flies coming up through that drain.
Yes, they were mostly in the pantry, so you and I both thought that was the source. But I still have them, and they're not in the pantry. They're, like, by the front door. But I'm kind of thinking about putting the house on the market, and
uh-huh,
I think with sewer flies, even an upside-down St. Francis in the yard isn't going to really help me.
Right, that's true. The thing is this. That drain, have we sealed the drain?
Yes.
What have you sealed it with?
A plug? Drain plug, yeah.
Okay, so it's plugged, it's tightened up, but you still have the rest of the... I mean, at this point, if you want to try and get professional help, you're going to need some kind of exterminator to come out.
Right, and I called a commercial exterminating company, and then they suggested that I call Roto-Rooter to deal with this drain that's capped, even though that's
the
not
fact
where
that the fact that it's capped.
Anymore.
I mean, you shouldn't be getting unless you're getting a sewer odor. If it's capped and you're not smelling any sewer odor, then the drain is capped, and that's not the source of the problem. But if you're having an infestation around the rest of the house, do you use your air conditioning?
As
little as possible? Okay.
Yeah, little as possible.
All right, so one of the things I'd like you to try to do is let's try and get some airflow in this house because these flies are small, right? And you said you've got a pantry,
yes.
Right? So open up that pantry and get a box fan in that pantry and put a box fan in the pantry blowing out of it. Turn it on, and maybe even turn the fan so it's blowing up a little bit. I need some airflow so that they can't hang out and they're going to blow out of the pantry. Remove all the food out of there if you can temporarily to do this, and I would spray the whole surface of all the shelves in the cabinets with it emptied out with with something like, I'm trying to think of what product I could tell you to use that would work really well. I mean, there's a bunch of flying insect sprays, but that you want to see them. There's obviously some nests or something that's going on in that space that we need to eliminate. Raid makes a product called Raid Max Bug Barrier that would be a really good product to spray in there once all the food's out of there. Then use the fan to keep the air moving out of there, and I would even open up a window with that fan in the window blowing out, take the screen off, to try and move these guys out of there. And I would do the same thing in the laundry room and spray it. Now, the Roto-Rooter thing isn't going to work. You just need to keep trying to find exterminators that'll come out there and do this. Some of the bigger ones like Smithereen or Orkin might be the ones that you would contact. Sooner or later, somebody's going to respond and say, we can come out there. But I think if you did this on your own, you'd be able to fix this problem without having to have this huge expense and have these people coming back over and over and over again to try and eliminate it. Mary, I appreciate the phone call, and good luck with that. Let's talk to Violet in Palatine. Violet, you're on WGN.
Hi. My lights are flickering, and when I called ComEd, they couldn't find anything, and they said, have you any new appliances? Well, I don't know if it's considered an appliance, but I had just had an air conditioner put in.
A whole house air conditioner?
Pardon me?
Like a central air conditioning?
Yes.
Okay. And do you notice the lights flicker when that thing kicks on?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I called the company, and they must have known exactly what was going on because they came in with an attachment. And they did do something with the air conditioner, but they're still flickering. I've called the company 3 times now, and they haven't returned. I mean, they keep saying somebody will be out.
Right.
So is it possible it's coming from the air conditioning?
Well, all right. You had central air before, right?
Yes.
And did you replace the furnace and the air conditioner or just the air conditioner?
Well, the furnace was replaced in October and the air conditioner in May.
All right. So my guess is when they replace this, hopefully they replace the breaker, or maybe they're using the existing breaker that was the proper size for that new system, which is more efficient than what you had before, but the draw or the startup energy draw is a little bit stronger. And so, they may have put some kind of filter on the line, but they probably need to replace that breaker and make sure that there's no other appliances sharing the neutral inside the panel. So you really need the help. While the HVAC guys do some electrical work, Violet, you probably need the help of a licensed electrician to do a load calculation to make sure that everything is properly sized in your panel.
Mm-hmm.
You really shouldn't get that flickering draw when the AC goes on. That really shouldn't happen. How old is your home?
78.
Okay. And you have regular circuit breakers in the house?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a condo.
It's a condo. Okay.
Yeah.
You need an electrician and the HVAC guys to kind of work in tandem to make sure that it's all sized properly. When it's all installed correctly, you should not get any flickering whatsoever.
When I met you in the summer.
And the last couple of textures here, 312. Lou, there's a bear in my apartment who keeps changing the direction of my ceiling fan. What way should it spin for the summer?
I have had it, boo-boo.
Well, during the summer months, you want the air to blow on you. So, again, not all ceiling fans spin the same way. So when you're standing underneath it and it's running, it should be blowing in your face. And in the wintertime, you want it sucking away from your face.
No matter what the bear does.
No matter where the bear is.
8:24 in the morning, this live broadcast from the Ace Hardware Fall Convention at McCormick Place is presented by Sabre Premium Gas Grills with superior cooking performance and sponsored by Pennefin. Visit them at pennefin.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you in Chicago at the McCormick Place. A lot of retailers running around. Here's Sydney in Marengo. Sydney, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Actually, it's Cindy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Cindy.
Hi there, Lou. Pardon me. June, we're talking about a home explosion here. In June, there was a home that exploded about five doors away, and our home was damaged by that. We're just about to embark on the repairs, and my question is the home ever going to be as solid as it was before?
Can you tell me about some of the damage that you had?
Yeah, it hit us face on, so the front of the house received most of the damage, the west side of the house, and the front is the living room. And there's nail pops in every room, cracks in every room, except for the main bathroom, or the main floor bathroom. The living room, the windows, everything bowed in and then bowed out. So the garage door needs to be replaced. Our front door was blown open.
Wow.
Front windows.
And is your house, it's a frame house?
Yes.
So it's frame
now,
with...
The one west room in the living room, we had a structural engineer come in, and he said that the wall moves about half an inch. And in the crawl space above that, some of the plates were moved about half an inch. And they're all going to come in, but is it ever going to be as... You know, the way it was before the explosion. I mean, we've got lots of other little damages.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting question. I mean, you know, the thing is to try and assess that. I mean, that is I have to be completely honest with you. I've never had that experience before. Now, the fact that the house is still standing, the fact that you know, structurally... Have you been living in the house since this?
Yeah, we're one of the lucky ones where we are able to still live in the house, although we've got, you know, the front window is open a little bit because it's bowed out, and you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And we have insulation was blown in everywhere, so we are going to have the ducts clean after everything has been repaired. But there's going to be major repairs going on, and I just want a little assurance, I guess, is that once this is all going to be done,
so here's the thing,
we're going to be okay.
Obviously, without seeing the damage or really assessing it, I can't give you a definitive answer, but it can all be fixed. It can all be reinforced. It can all be made to be stronger. You just have to go far enough. You know what I mean? In other words, you know, if you're telling me that the bottom plates of the walls moved, well, that, you know, that certainly can be put back in place and they can be rebolted and reattached, but you need to be able to get to that to be able to do it, which means that the drywall where you have the nail pops and things like that probably has to be removed in order to do that. The insulation, you've got to check to make sure that the wiring, electrical is there. I mean, I guess, you know, without seeing all the damage, there are parts of the rooms where you, in theory, probably need to gut it down to the framing so that you can see everything that's going on. Because, you know, if a wall moved that much and there's a piece of ductwork in there, Well, it's certainly reasonable to think that the ductwork has separated, and now there's a crack or an opening that has occurred which may affect your heating and cooling. Well, you're not going to know any of that, Cindy, until you open up the walls and see.
They are going to strip the west wall, which received basically the most structural damage. They are going to completely remove the siding, and they're going to examine everything from the outside. Mm-hmm. They can get to the attic or the crawl space in the attic. They can do the wall. They're going to do that from the outside, and they'll fix anything. I mean, they say half an inch doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot, you know, when it comes to the structure of your house.
Absolutely. No, it is.
And we trust these guys, but it just, I just want to know, like, one strong wind, are we going to, three little pigs?
No. The key is this. It can all be fixed. That I'm not concerned with. It's just that they have to go far enough to make sure that they can expose everything to be able to get it fixed. So, you know, if in the terms of doing all this, they say, well, this should be fine, then make sure that you ask the question, well, how can you ensure that it actually is going to be fine? And just really kind of ride that whole idea to make sure that the people that are making the decisions, I'm sure in conjunction with your insurance company, are going far enough to insure it. But, yes, it can be fixed. When it's fixed again, it isn't going to fall down anymore and should be even stronger because of reinforcements than what you had before. Good luck with that. It's a very interesting question that you posed.
Got a problem around your house? Call Lou. He's taking your calls till 10 right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I'm broadcasting live from the Ace Hardware Fall Convention presented by Sabre. Visit sabregrills.com and sponsored by Wet and Forget, easy clean solutions for everyday problems. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Before we get back to your phone calls, joining me up on the stage right now here at the Ace Fall Convention is John Medina. John is the regional sales manager for Sabre Grills. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing?
Nice.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you for sponsoring the broadcast. I think for a lot of our listeners, they may not be familiar with Sabre Grills. I'm very familiar with you guys. You actually allowed me the opportunity to test out the exact Sabre grill that we're looking at here on the studio or right in front of our stage right here. It's a stainless steel, super high quality gas grill. And I remember, I think it was the first time that I met you, perhaps at one of these shows.
Last fall.
Somebody handed me a knob.
Yes.
The actual knob that you turn on the grill, and it was like a boat anchor.
That's right.
So heavy duty. And I go, you got to take this thing off the grill and hand it to people. Because to me, that whole tactile side of a grill, this is not an inexpensive grill. This is not a $299 gas grill. But this is a super high quality stainless steel gas grill.
Correct.
Talk to me a little bit about the technology and the design and what makes Sabre Grills different than what people may be used to.
Sure. It really comes about the perfect combination of performance, efficiency, and affordability. If you take a look at the grill, you notice that it's all three or four stainless steel.
Now, what does that mean? You throw those numbers out there, but the average person doesn't know what that means.
Sure. 304 stainless steel is a grade of stainless steel that's used in the marketplace, and that has a tendency to be a lot more durable than your ordinary stainless steel that's found in mass merchant products.
Got it. So it's a thicker, higher quality, higher nickel content, right, in the stainless steel itself.
Correct. And as part of our sales kit, we have magnets that consumers and sales associates can actually put on the grill, and they'll notice it won't stick.
Right.
Because it doesn't have the
non-ferrous. Right.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Okay. So there's no doubt, and I will attest to this as well, the quality of this thing is top-notch. But the way that this system cooks is not like a traditional gas grill. Now, talk about that.
Sure. It's because we're able to grill, preheat the grill from 0 to 700 in under 10 minutes. And what we're doing here is we're using actual radiant heat. which is a different concept than most consumers are used to doing.
So it's an infrared grill.
And it uses radiant heat to prepare your foods,
right,
locking in the juices and making it tastier than ever.
Right. So when you think about a traditional gas grill, you'll look at the gas grill and you'll see the grates, you'll see the burners that are open, you can see the flame, and you've got individual burner controls, right, where you can, you know, whether it's a two-burner grill, a three-burner grill, six, whatever it may be. But the you... In the Saber grill, you almost have compartmental cooking, right? So each one of the burners is its own separate compartment so that you have the ability to cook at different temperatures and levels precisely, right?
Absolutely. So your traditional grills are an open cavity, and they're basically an outdoor oven, giving you nice control, but using hot air to cook your food from the outside in, causing that moisture to be wicked out with the hot air.
Right.
Our system uses that radiant heat, and you're right, we do have zone cooking.
Zone cooking.
And
right,
that's what we want consumers to start asking. Just ask for zone cookings, because our zone cooking, if you'll notice, you'll see that our knobs have a system. There's a knob, an independent temperature gauge that measures grate temperature.
Right.
And inside, you are right, there is a compartment. Within that compartment, you have your stainless steel burners that each one of them has its own ignition system.
Right.
They're put together through cotter pins to make it easier for our Ace Hardware dealers to service a call.
Right.
Or for consumers to do any switching of components.
Right. One of the advantages from a cooking perspective is the fact that I'm looking at the Saber three-burner grill right now with a side burner over to the left side. Is that... I could, on one of the, right over the top of the burners, I could sear a ribeye steak or whatever it may be, and then I could be cooking fish at a much lower temperature, literally right next to it, with a precision that you can't really get with traditional gas kind of open cooking surfaces, right?
Correct. You are able to have nice temperature control because you do have different zones, and because we do have those compartments, we're able to contain and insulate that temperature to its particular zone. The adjacent zone can be adjusted to go lower or higher depending on the recipe and your cooking.
Saber's not new. I mean, you've had like a following,
yes,
in the industry with people that love to cook on these grills. What's new is the is how you're bringing it to market now, right?
Correct. We at Saber pride ourselves on knowing that 81% of Saber grills owners agree that Saber makes my food tastes better than any other grill in the marketplace. And we're able to do that by partnering up with independent specialty retailers only. We're
right,
not to be found in mass. And we've partnered up with Ace to be able to provide that product to their consumers.
And one of the things that always concerns me, and, one of your competitors, the biggest competitor, of course, would be Weber. And then there's all these other brands. And with many of those brands, you just can't get parts, right? And that always worries me because people are like, I don't want to spend all this money on the grill. Jeez, it's so expensive. And then how do I know years from now I'm going to be able to get the parts? But that's something that your team and Saber has been really dedicated to. And then talk a little bit about, because the parts that you use on these grills, which I find really super unique, is they're used on all of them, so there's not as many parts. And the availability to replace, if you need it years and years from now, is there.
Absolutely. What we did was we took 2 years and surveyed all the grills across the globe. We found out elements that we liked and elements that just came a little short.
Right.
And after 2 years of research, we went ahead and reverse engineered all those other products and came out with Saber, which features the best features that consumers across the globe are looking for.
John, who is this buyer? Like, who is this person that's going to go buy a Saber grill? Like, when you guys sit in a room and you say, you know, now we cook on a gas grill, and I've had the chance to cook on this Saber. And I will say there's a little bit of a learning curve because it cooks differently than a traditional grill. And I think I shared that information with you, but once I got the hang of it, It really is something else. So who is that buyer?
There's two consumers. There's that, we call them Ritzy Carlton, right? That consumer who is enjoys entertaining and enjoys cooking. He enjoys new cooking systems.
Right.
And he wants to make his food and take it over the top. So that's one consumer. Then we also have that consumer who's a middle-of-the-road, Bob, call him, and he wants a product that's practical, that will deliver results day in, day out, and can see that there's construction, there's durability, and there's material here within this product that's going to ensure they have great cooking success for years to come.
I have to tell you this. If you're listening to this and you're thinking about a gas grill, I challenge you to go look at anything that's within the price point of what you guys are selling as a gas grill. All your grills are stainless steel, right? I mean, I think you have one that's maybe a...
We have different families. We have an enamel family of products, 2, 3, and 4 burners. We have another product that uses some cast aluminum along with stainless steel.
Right.
But to your point, all of our stainless steel, regardless of the family of products, will always be 304.
Right.
And what's more, the interior cooking system, the burner tubes, the grates, the compartments, the cotter, all those elements are the same throughout every single grill.
Yeah.
The only difference is how many zones are you looking for? Do you want 2 zones,
right?
3 zones, or 4 zones?
Right.
We can provide that for you.
Right. And so this is my challenge. If you're looking to buy a gas grill, a really good high-quality gas grill, when you look at all the competition, I want you to go and find these grills, and I want you to touch them. I want you to roll them around the floor.
That's right.
And I want you to compare that to your competition. And I think there's no doubt in my mind you're going to say, wow, this thing is built like a brick you-know-what. I mean, it's so sturdy, and it's one of those things that you feel the value when you touch it, and you taste the value when you cook on it.
We made this product.
Hey, I just gave you a new tagline. That is a good one. You should write that down.
Hey, welcome back. The live broadcast from Ace Hardware Fall Convention at McCormick Place is presented by Sabre Premium Gas Grills with superior cooking performance and sponsored by Pennefin. You can visit them at Pennefin.com.
I played that rejoin really quick because we got a text that said, hey, tell Lou that the word kibitzer was the word of the day for dictionary.com yesterday.
Oh, missed it by that much. Hey, calling all you makers. By the way, we're here at the Ace Convention, and this is kind of a cool thing. Ace Hardware announces details for what's called the Maker to Market event. Do you know what that is?
I can imagine.
All right. Ace Hardware, the largest retailer-owned hardware cooperative in the world. If you're a maker, an entrepreneur, a dreamer, and you created a product, they want to see it. It's sort of like Ace's version of Shark Tank.
Hmm.
So what you do is, it used to be called Open Buying Days. You're going to get a 15-minute product pitch with 5 additional minutes for questions from the Ace Hardware decision makers. You have a fee for the meeting. It's $300 investment. Half of the proceeds are going to benefit the Ace Hardware Foundation, which supports the Children's Miracle Networks. You're going to bring your product in. You're going to say, look, I invented this. I think you should sell it at your Ace Hardware stores. And there's going to be 2 winners. Now, that doesn't mean that, in other words, you can get in there, but 2 of you, that the best ones, they're going to give you a free booth at the spring convention at the Ace Hardware Convention. Okay, so you've got to be retail ready. Like, I've got all these things, I made it, I think it's awesome. It's going to help you launch your product so you can sell it at Ace Hardware. Now, this is it. If you want to do this, if you're somebody that's invented something, you think that the market could buy your widget or your whatever it is you want to make, you go to this website, innovatewithace.com. So you go to innovatewithace.com, scroll to the bottom, click share your idea, you submit your product information. Once it's been reviewed, Ace Hardware will contact you to determine if your product will fit for the Maker to Market event. The submission deadline is September 7th, 2017, and I'm going to tell you, the space is limited. So if you want to do this, you got to hurry up. Now, the event is going to take place at the Hilton Chicago Oak Brook Hills Resort and Conference Center, so you got to come to the Chicagoland area to do this. And if you want to learn more, you can also contact Maya Schultz. Her phone number is 630-990-7251 or MSCHUL at acehardware.com. MSCHUL at acehardware.com. Do you have anything you want to invent? that you want to sell at Ace?
It's not fair, because if you want to sell something at Ace, I'll...
My husband has, like, created the world. You know, he thinks he invented iTunes.
Oh, really? Does Apple know that?
Well, doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
I'm going to put this information up on your Facebook
page. Absolutely, we will do that. How about a real quick call, and then we're going to take a break. I know that we're tight, 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 but all these people have been handling. This is John in Westmont. John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
Yes. We bought a house back about a year ago, and prior to us buying it, the contractors filled in a pool in our backyard and laid sod down on top of it without evening out the lawn. And so at points, it looks like a golf course in that it's got swales, it's got hills, it's got bumps, it's got pretty good-sized divots. What is the fastest way and probably the most cost-effective way to even out the lawn?
Did they take the old pool out?
No, they just filled they jackhammered down the guests and filled it in and then laid sod down on top.
All right, so they jackhammered the bottom out. They left the walls or took a little bit of the walls out of the pool?
I believe they took out the deck and the top part of the pool and then filled in from the top. So the bottom is probably still there because we get water pooling in the spring and the fall.
Okay. So what I would do is I'd have a landscape contractor come out, have them roll the lawn with a lawn roller, really heavy roller, to kind of compact it all down. I'd almost love to take like a small bobcat or something and go back and forth to compact as much as we can. Then I would add additional topsoil, and if you get enough sun there, at least 4 or 5 hours a day, you could put additional sod back over the new dirt that's filling it in. You're going to get some settling over time, and the more soil that's there is going to help it. And that may, even when you do all this, you may need to do it again in a couple of years until you finally get it where you want it to be. But adding some additional soil, compacting it, new sod, should be good to go. I appreciate the phone call.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
Just 1 hour left. There's still time to call him. 312-981-7200. Here he is now, Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, broadcasting live from the 2017 Ace Hardware Convention at McCormick Place, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's us. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hold on, Sam, show me something. Hold on, Sam. Let me read this here quick. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by Dykstra Home Services. Absolutely. 312, the guy, somebody texted into Frank. I'll take a Italian beef dipped in Chicago over a Philly cheesesteak any day. Oh, yeah, me too. That's good stuff right there. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. An hour left of the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's go back to the phone lines now. We've got Larry in Northbrook. Larry, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Listened to you for years. My son called up actually about a month and a half ago, and we had a problem where there was an overhang. Go Blue, he was from Michigan.
All right.
And we had an overhang that had to come down, and there was tar all over the brick, and we used the Superzilla, and it worked like a charm.
Wow.
That is the best product. And then you look at what it does. It does everything known to man.
I know. I think
call in and tell you it worked well.
Here, I had that, you've heard me talk about my hair transplant surgery. I wonder if I could have sprayed it on my head if it would have made my hair grow.
You look at the list of stuff on there, and it looks like it'll almost do everything known to man. I mean, it's like, okay.
Yeah, there's something in that secret sauce, but that's very nice of you to call. And, hey, by the way, that was nice, and you were hanging on for a long time. I'm going to make you hang on a little bit more, and what we're going to do is we're going to send you out 4 gallons of Penofin Ultra Premium Red Label Clear. It's the exterior wood finish made with Brazilian rosewood oil, and it's easy to apply and simple to maintain. Hang on a second.
Hold on a second. I got one other question I'm going to ask you.
Sure. Go ahead. Hold on. We're going to put you back. Okay. Go ahead, Larry. Go ahead.
I just have one other question. There's some holes that were in the bricks that had, it had fasteners that were there that are still into the brick with holes. Is there anything decent that, I mean, I know it's kind of, it's like light color brick. Or are we more or less, there's nothing.
Well, you can buy mortar, and you can buy mortar colorant, and you can color the mortar just like you're mixing a paint color to match the brick, and then just apply that into the hole carefully so you don't, like, smear it on. Just fill the hole.
And it won't crack out in the winter?
I mean, if you do it correctly, it shouldn't.
Okay, because they're really little holes. I mean, they're
yeah, I mean, if they're super little holes, yeah, if they're super little holes, if you were to apply that, you know, the mortar, and what I would do is probably use a little painter's tape around the hole so you can force it in. It's got to be consistent enough to hold on a vertical surface. But then if you put a little colorant in there, you won't even know it's there. Hang on so that Cash can get your information. You can visit them at penifin.com. It's really, really good stuff. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Carrie in Wisconsin. Carrie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My next-door neighbor's putting up a fence, replacing a fence. There was a little 3-foot-high picket fence, and she wants to put up a taller fence, which is totally cool and fine. But the deal is, so Thursday night, I came home, put my car in the garage. The door closed just fine, like it always does. I don't use the opener. I have that disconnected completely. I've had it disconnected for like 5 years. So I'm always doing the door manually. It's just a little single door, and it's, you know, takes very little effort to open it and close it. And what I would always do, you know, I could just take it, grab it, give it a little flick of the wrist, and it would glide right down to the concrete, kiss the concrete, and it was all good and easy. Well, yesterday they started drilling the post holes, and they used one of those big monster, you know, machine auger deals to drill the holes. And they put a hole they put it right up at the corner of the garage, literally 2 inches away from the garage. And now the door doesn't close anymore. It'll slide down to about a foot from the ground, and then it gets stuck. I can force it down with my foot, but that's not okay with me. And I told the woman, I said, you know, I just want you to know that my door's not closing anymore. And she said, okay, I'll let him know. So then a little while later, one of the guys from the company came back, knocked on the door, and she said, not because of that hole. And I said, well, everything was fine until you put that hole in. The doors always worked great. And he said, no, there's something on. It's rubbing on something. He was kind of a jerk about it. And he, you know, he looked and he poked and he pushed and did all that. And he's like, well, it's not because of that hole. And I said, well, we'll have to agree to disagree, but...
Okay, wait, hold on. Hold on a second. The hole that they dug a post hole that's right next to the wall of your garage door?
Yeah, the corner of the garage, because they're going to put the fence right up to the corner of the garage.
Okay.
And it's right next to the garage.
And this garage is an attached garage?
No, it's freestanding.
So freestanding detached garage.
Yeah.
And you have a concrete floor in the garage, correct?
Correct.
Nothing's cracked.
Yeah, there's a crack in the garage, yeah, in the floor.
But that was already there.
Yeah, it was.
And is the crack near the corner?
No, the crack is it's further away from that side, more towards the, you know.
Okay. All right, well, okay, so you don't use an opener, and the door used to open super freely, and now when you drop it down, it just hangs up.
Yeah.
Now, the rollers that are on the, I mean, on the face of it, I agree with the guy. The hole shouldn't affect that door. It would, I mean, it a post hole like that, unless it was they dug a giant hole with a tractor, but if it's just a little 8-inch or even 12-inch hole, it's highly unlikely that that would affect the door. It could be a coincidence, but the thing is, so on your garage door, you've got those rollers, and the rollers are connected to pins that go through the hinges, right?
Yeah.
What I would do is I would close the door all the way and with your foot and everything, and then I would take a little lightweight oil like Superzilla, and on those pins, just the pins, not the wheels themselves, I would spray a little on every single pin and then take a hammer and tap the pins to work the oil in and out of those pins. See, those rollers need to the pins that holds the rollers need to kind of move a little bit. There's like a little play in them. So that as it's going up and down the track, you get that same free motion that you're having, okay? Now, the other thing that could have happened, I mean, it's possible. You have a spring up ahead, right? I'm assuming you have a horizontal, long garage spring, right?
Right.
The vibration of drilling the hole may have, because that spring has tensions in there that has to be done by a garage door opener, that there's a set screws that hold the spring in place to apply the tension. It could be that the vibrations loosen some of that on the spring, and you don't have the same tension on the spring. So the two things I would do is try lubricating the pins, as I mentioned, and if that doesn't improve it, then I would have a garage door guy come and check the tension on the spring to make sure that that's operating properly. But in theory, I mean, I can't imagine that is causing that, and that should fix the problem.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 9:26 in the morning. Hey, we have we've been a lot of questions about, you know, the solar glasses for the eclipse that's coming up on Monday. You know, I got to laugh, and I'm going to get in trouble for this. But have you paid attention to, you know, all the news organizations, and we're doing it at WGN too, like, follow us for coverage of the solar eclipse and, you know, all this stuff you're doing. Don't you just go outside and look up?
And that's what I would do, but I need the glasses. I've been told by every person I know that I need the glasses or I'll go blind.
Right.
I'm almost, you know, when you hear something too many times, you don't believe it?
Right.
Right. So you
want
to do it. Right. So how many people are going to really look at this with no glasses?
Oh, a ton of people.
And then what's going
to
happen?
Nothing. You're going to go, oh, my gosh, that's so bright. I mean, it's like being out in the beach.
It's like looking at the sun normally.
Exactly. There's no difference. You shouldn't look directly at the sun. If you don't know that by now, you need to go back to school, like second grade, right? So here's the problem. These solar glasses, everybody's sold out. Like, there were a whole bunch of them, and, you know, everybody's, like, out of their mind with the solar glasses. If you know of a store that still has them, text us, and or just text me a second, 312-981-7200, and we'll put that out there because I know a lot of people want to see it. Now, here's the thing. If you're a welder, because I have a welding mask, I'm just going to go out there and look like, an axe murderer, mm-hmm. and put the welding mask on and you look right at the sun all day long.
Lou Voorhees.
Right, exactly. So that's one way to do it. But then the little paper glasses, I mean, we sold them at both our hardware stores, sold out, like, immediately. You know, everybody's like, oh. What happened was everybody's like, oh, you got those solar glasses. But then they didn't buy them right then and there. And then people bought them. And they were $2. I mean, they're not even super expensive.
Can I use 3D glasses from a movie theater?
You
are those
cannot.
The same? Oh, I can't.
You cannot.
Ah.
But if you have a welding mask, you can use a welding mask.
I don't.
Yeah. Or you could buy one of those. I bet a lot of people are going to buy welding masks. So, anyway, text us for that, and we'll try and share that if you know a store that has that. And by the way, the Misericordia Heart of Mercy Family Fest is coming up on September 10th, 2017, from 11 to 6 p.m. It is an awesome family event. There's going to be live entertainment, the Shannon Rovers, Pirates Over 40, which is a Jimmy Buffett tribute band, Irish Dancers, the Heart Singers, Lynn Bramer from XRT, my friend Lynn. There's going to be puppet shows. A dog pet therapy is going to be going on. Does Hamilton need any therapy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, bring him. It's really a lot of fun. I'm going to be there as well. And so it's really going to be a lot of fun. Adults, tickets are $10. Kids are $5. Misericordia Heart of Mercy is at 6300 North Ridge Avenue at Devon in Chicago. There's free parking available from S&C Electric with a shuttle bus available throughout the day. Misericordia is one of the finest institutions out there, providing love and care and support for 600 children and adults with developmental disabilities. Come out and have a lot of fun Sunday, September 10th, 2017. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Taking a quick call before we have to take a break. Let's talk to Frank, who is in Plainfield. Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning.
How can I help you, sir?
I got a two-story house with an unfinished basement. The main floor has a dining room, a front room, and a kitchen. I was wondering if I insulated the underneath those floors in the rafters, will that help, even though the windows made the walls well insulated?
You know what, Frank, I need you to repeat that because I just had a little audio hiccup. Tell me about the basement again.
It's an unfinished basement.
Right.
Okay.
It's an unfinished basement, and what is it you want to do?
I want to insulate the floor above those.
Your phone keeps cutting out, Frank. Are you on a cordless phone?
No, I'm not. I'm going to go outside a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just having it. I hear every other word, so I can't exactly understand what you're asking.
I'm asking to insulate the floor in the basement, the main movable.
So from the basement, the floor up above, yes?
Yes, if I insulate those rafters, even though my insulation and the windows are older, like 20 years old, the windows, and the insulation, I don't know how well it is.
Right. So is your question, would you improve the, like, the comfort level up above?
Yes.
Are you trying to warm up the first floor, or are you trying to warm up the basement?
I'm trying to warm up the first floor.
Okay. So if you were going to insulate that floor, it certainly would help, especially if the space in the basement is unheated. The most efficient way to do that would be to do like a spray foam insulation, because that would fill that void and really give you the most thermal difference in that space, and you wouldn't get a lot of moisture transfer up there as well. So if that's something you're going to hire somebody to do, I think you'll get the best results. If you want to use a fiberglass insulation, you want to use a craft faced with a vapor barrier up. So it's got to be on the warm side of the floor, and you're going to use what's called insulation springs to hold the insulation in between the rafters. And I think you're going to see that floor is going to warm up pretty well.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy, but here's my number. So
text me, maybe.
Time for Just Text Me on
the Mr. Fix-It Show.
That's right, 720 WGN.
Text me, maybe.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy.
Lindsay, when I was 17, 18, 19 years old, you know what I did for a living?
Nope.
I was a welder.
Ah.
I was a welder.
I knew that.
And I welded every single day, and I used to sit in a beam pile at Mutual Steel. And I would sit outside, and I'd cut basement steel, and I would poke holes in it, and I would weld outside all day long with my welding mask. Yeah. And when you're using a stick welding, welder, the brightness that comes off of that stick is super bright. Mm-hmm. It's as bright as the sun. If
what
you
number
have,
welding mask if, does you have on?
If you have a welding mask and you want to go look at the solar eclipse, for all the people say, you can't wear a welding mask and look at the solar eclipse. Yes, you can. I don't care what person that doesn't know what they're talking about online, it's some news story that doesn't... How many times have you... When's the last time you welded?
Hey, why are you yelling at me?
Sam, when's the last time you welded anything?
I have never welded, but apparently...
You've never welded?
Yeah. All the texters have welded.
Yeah,
all of them.
Evidently, all the texters are welders.
They're rolling in about how wrong you are.
Yeah, well, okay. I will be looking at the solar eclipse through my welding mask, and then I'll call and report in about how I can still see... As far as the eye can see. Okay?
Oh, my God, Lou, stop giving out wrong information.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
This is going to be a great Facebook post.
I have news for you.
Yes.
I have news for you. Those $2 glasses that you bought at the hardware store, at our hardware store, that are rated and blah, blah, blah.
They're better than welding masks, right?
Right. They must be better than a welding mask that men and women use 8 to 10 hours a day welding with something that's as bright as the sun. I mean, it's like conventional wisdom. You know what the problem with the world is? There's no common sense.
Just when you step back and just think about it, because I know nothing about welding.
Okay, so think about it. You're going to come to the hardware store, and because NASA said it's okay and it's ISO, whatever, I'm going to sell you a $2 pair of glasses, or I'm going to sell you a $100 welding mask, and the texters are going to tell you that the $2 glasses are better than the welding mask.
It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
When you put it that way, lay it out like that.
Thank you.
Staying out of it. I'm going to buy the glasses.
All right. Good luck. I got a welding mask I'll sell you. Can I answer some other text messages?
Yes, please. Let's check. Okay. 847, what is the best method and type of touch-up paint for used child's wooden rocker? Looks like semi-gloss original finish.
Oh. Rust-Oleum makes a any position spray paint, which I really love. This is really comfortable trigger in your hand. And when you're painting a chair or something like that, you got to move the paint around. Traditional spray paint, you know, when you turn the thing upside down, all of a sudden it spits and sputters. But with this tip that they have what they call an any surface paint material. I would do a little bit of sanding, any loose material off of there. Most of it's self-priming, and go right over the top. Use an acrylic, and I think it'll look really nice.
Awesome. From another 847, what's the best way to get rid of bees in my chimney stack?
If you can get up in that chimney stack, that's the key, is you're going to have to get a foaming hornet spray, because that has the residual value that, hello there, how are you, people walking by? You're going to spray that, and it's going to foam up, and there's residual value. The key with any kind of hornet spray is you have to do it multiple days. You can't just do it one day and think you're done. Spray it. Usually do this in the evening if you can. I'm not quite sure when you say chimney stack how you can get at it. If we're talking about lower, maybe from the basement, spray it. Come back the next day, spray it again. Do it three consecutive days in a row, and I bet you'll solve the problem.
All right. What's the best?
I love how you're editing.
Well, you like opened up.
I'm happy to open it.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
What is the best, easiest way to remove wax buildup from oak floors? Keep in mind, I'm lazy, so please make it easy.
Say that again.
What is the best and easiest way to remove wax buildup from oak floors?
I'm lazy. Well, the wax on the floor is tough, so I would not. It isn't the kind of thing that I really love to have on a floor. But if you're going to try and remove that wax, you need some kind of. I'm just trying to think of what you could use that would. I mean, you're going to have to get down on your hands and knees and use a stripper to clean that wax off of there. So you're going to use a wax stripper. That's going to go in a bucket, and you're going to apply it, you're going to scrub it, and then you're going to rinse it off with a damp rag. Okay? Hey, I have a question for you, Sam.
Yes.
Lindsay's not sharing any of the text messages about all the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had a piece of metal right here, and I had a welder, and I was going to teach you how to weld.
I want the $2 glasses.
Would you use the $2 glasses, or would you use the welding mask with that thing right in front of you?
I'd use the welding mask,
okay.
Probably.
Keep going. What's another one? Take another call. All right, that's just text me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Mickey. Mickey, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I have a question regarding my roof. I just had a new roof put on my house, shingled. And they finished up the job about 3 weeks ago. Last week, we had a real severe rain and hail storm, and I didn't notice it prior to that, but afterwards, I'm finding those little beads that are on the shingles. You know what I'm talking about?
So the granules are coming off.
Right, the granules, right. Is that normal after a new roof is put on, that just the excess ones may be washed off, or is this something I should have checked?
I mean, you'll get a little bit of that, but not to the point of if it was a really heavy hailstorm that you're seeing a lot of grain coming off, I would probably have it inspected.
Okay. It's real hard to tell the amount because I have grass in that and a gravel driveway.
Right.
I had a couple containers outside, and that's where I noticed it. And if I look real closely on my wood deck, in the crack there, I see some. Now,
right.
I don't know if that's considered excess, but it probably wouldn't hurt to get it checked.
No, and I mean, what I would probably do is I would have the roofing contractor that put the thing in there, tell them about, we had this hailstorm, we got a problem. Would you guys come out and take a look at my roof and make sure it's okay? And, you know, they would probably give you a good assessment, Mickey, of what's going on. I mean, a little bit of granules coming off the roof when it's brand new is normal, but if there's a lot, it could, in theory, have been damaged by that storm, and you may have an insurance claim on there. I mean, I hope that's not the case, but it is certainly possible that that's what happened. So I'd have them check it out. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Brian, who's in Deerfield. Brian, you're on WGN.
Hey, good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
In the unfinished portion of our basement, on one of the exterior walls, we've got a floor-to-ceiling crack that's about a quarter of an inch thick, probably. And there's that white, the efflorescence, I think it is.
Right.
Around portions of the crack. And then we've got a second, much smaller hairline crack, maybe 3 to 4 inches long at most, coming out of one of the corners of a window well, also in the unfinished portion of the basement.
Okay.
No efflorescence on that one. But I just wanted to see if that's something. There's no water coming. We haven't seen any water coming through. So just wanted to see if that's something we should take care of before
we have
any problems.
I mean, you know, so if it's a crack and you're not getting any water through it, then that's great. If the crack goes all the way through, I mean, it could eventually lead to some sort of structural issues. You know, when they come in and professionally fill the cracks, like if a PermaSeal comes in, that polyurethane that they do not only helps to seal out the water from intruding, but it actually helps to bond the concrete back together. Long term, you know, you're going to want to get those cracks filled when you go to sell someday. The efflorescence is a natural occurring product process when the moisture kind of wicks in slowly through the masonry and or the concrete. That can be wiped down and neutralized with a little CLR and water because it's a lactic acid-based product, and it can clean up. It's not forever, but it will neutralize it and slow it down. So, I mean, I would probably clean it up. If you don't want to invest in the crack filling right now, you could, but I would monitor it to make sure that you don't get any, you know, water or issues down the line.
Okay, but it is something good to take. If we're selling in, whatever, 5 years from now, it's probably something good to address.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, the thing is that crack will be something that comes up in an inspection. And so you're going to want that crack filled with the transferable warranty on the crack to say to a potential buyer, hey, we had this crack, we had it filled, here's the warranty, it transfers to you, hope you like our house.
Got it. Okay, Lou, right? Thank you very much. I appreciate the help.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. For Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. And our broadcast today was at the Ace Hardware Fall Convention was presented by Sabre. Visit sabregrills.com, by Wet and Forget, easy cleaning solutions for everyday problems, and by Pennefin. Visit them at pennefin.com. Our last caller is Mike in Belvedere. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Lou.
How can I help you?
So here's what I've got. I've got bought a house built in 81 in Belvedere, and you've definitely been very helpful. It's a labor of love, to say the least. But, Art Deco. But in any case, we're putting a new water softener and water conditioner system in the basement.
Okay.
And the floor drain that it feeds into, that the HVAC and everything goes into, it needs to get either rotted out. I was hoping to have another solution other than having a plumber come out with a rotter, because I'm concerned that the pipe might not have integrity enough to handle a full rotting job to it.
Okay.
Is there anything that you recommend to pour down that pipe to kind of clear it out and get some of the debris out?
Well, but when you say, so it's a floor drain. As far as you know, it's holding water. You're not getting any sewer gas coming out of it?
Yeah, it's holding water. I mean, it's got the water that comes, I mean, there's visible
in the trap.
When you pull, yeah, in the trap, yes.
But is it just, does it not, is it a slow draining floor drain? What's the story?
Yeah, it's a slow drainer, and with the discharge from the new system that's going to come in,
right.
I'm thinking it's not going to be able to handle that output.
Okay. And what have you done so far?
I've hand rotted it, and that's about it. And there's a lot of debris in there just from the house being, you know, close to 40 years old.
Right.
And it's still just doing that slow drain side of it. A lot of dirt.
The floor drain goes to where? Does it connect with your main sewer line at some point?
Yeah, it goes into the main sewer line, and then it feeds out into the septic field.
Okay, and where it feeds into the main sewer line, is there a clean-out at that end that you can take off or no?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because maybe your whole slow connection process is right there where it makes a connection to the main sewer line. And okay. So if you can locate where your main stack is, okay, your main stack right there, there may be a T that you can take a cap off and expose that where you could drop the rod there. And if you can somehow direct the rod to go back up the pipe towards the floor drain, all that debris might be right at that connection point.
Gotcha,
where the right. Y or the T is right there. And so that if that's what you want to try and do yourself without getting a plumber, that's where I would attack the problem from.
Okay. All right. I will go I'll go after that then. Very helpful. Thank you.
You got it. Give it a shot. I appreciate you calling this morning and being our last caller.